Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and throughout the morning this morning, we have been talking about the caucus process in the state of Iowa. And I know there's some people from around the country who hear about the Iowa caucus, but they don't fully understand it. We frankly have people that live right here and might not fully understand the process. And I know I've had some people say to me recently, so do the Republicans caucus tonight? They don't have all of the candidates, for example, that the Democrats have right now. And the answer to that is obviously yes. So that's what we just wanted to talk about the process tonight and encourage people to go caucus and with your party. And so we have with us on our live line this morning, Barb Hovland. Barb, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Tim. First, I want to thank you for having me on your morning show.
Oh, I love to have you. And I like the caucus process. And as I said earlier, I have been to both the Republican and Democrat caucuses through the years, covering them and that type of thing. And there are some things that might be just a little different in each one. But the Republicans will be caucusing tonight. Tell us a little bit about that process, Barb, if you can.
Absolutely. So, you know, caucus is defined as a gathering of neighbors, and you can't get any more grassroots than your local Iowa caucus. If people are afraid, they don't know what to do, I just encourage them to go and caucus with the Republicans or Democrats. Things will be explained to you. It's not hard at all. The Republicans have three caucus sites. 16 precincts will be at Mason City High School, 5 will be at Clear Lake High School, and 5 will be at the Rockwell Community Center. Divided those up. All of the caucus sites are on our Facebook page at Cerro Gordo County, Iowa, GOP, so you can refer to that also. But basically, the Republicans, we gavel in at 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6 o'clock at all locations. So you want to make sure that you get registered first. The unique thing about the caucus is that you can change party affiliation that night as you check in. So a lot of people don't know that, but it's really simple. All you have to do is bring your ID, get registered. After that, you move to the caucus site you'll be directed. So we'll gavel in, and then pretty much we will start with prayer and pledge. And then from there, all of the neighbors, all of the separate precincts will elect a temporary precinct chair and secretary. And then we will have the speakers come up. So normally we have speakers from all different candidates in our district, District 53 or District 4, maybe some U.S. Congress candidates or their spokespersons will be there. Of course, you'll have people from the appropriate candidates and maybe some local people. So after they speak, what we do is we pass around some papers, rip them up, write your candidate's name on, and then we tally those up. It's really simple.
And I keep telling people, too, if anything else, just to go and listen to what's going on around you. It really is fun, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you said just go and listen, because I've got a teacher from up in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, and he brought 40 students in 2016, and he contacted me about a month ago, and he said, hey, Barb, I really enjoyed it, teaching the kids the process. Can we come down to the Mason City High School and do it again? And I said, absolutely. So you can bring your children with you. Of course, they can't vote, but they can actually watch and participate in the caucus process.
I had a lady this morning shoot me a note on Facebook, and that is her plan. She plans to take her grandchildren tonight to help teach them the process.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, get them involved. Like I said, you can't get any more grassroots than this. So, you know, we do caucus every 2 years. A lot of people don't know that. But even in the midterms, we caucus because we still have party business that we need to conduct. and we elect central committee people. We still hold county, district, and state conventions every 2 years. So delegates are going to be elected. My number is 130. I did the formulation, and we can elect 5 delegates per precinct. I have 26 precincts. That's our 130 that can go to county convention March 14th in Mason City.
So that is another big part of this, isn't it? For those people that want to make that next step to just go from this local level tonight to say, okay, I'd like to participate at the next level and then the next level maybe.
Right. So then from there, from my 130 delegates that can get elected to go to county convention, then my number is 22 that we elect that can go down to district and then on to state. And then that's when you really can make your voice be heard. That's when we form our party platform. You can be on a rules committee, an organization committee. So there's a lot of committees that you can be on also. I do sit on the state party, and one of the things that I don't agree with is they've raised the price of the delegate fee again this year, and I really frown on that because I want everybody to get involved. And in years past, it used to be $50, and they've raised it to $75, and I think that's too high. I think we're going to lose people. People are going to say, I'm not going to give you $75. So what I do as a chair is I do fundraisers, and I help those people that want to go that don't have the funds, and we'll pay their fee for them.
Well, let's go back to that thought that you mentioned right off the bat, too, is that this is truly grassroots, and it is. It's neighbors coming together to talk about politics, and, you know, you hear about the building of planks and platforms and ideas and so forth that can be carried forward to the nominee, if you will. And I talk more about that process to get your ideas or our ideas from the state of Iowa to those people that are running and are at that national level trying to become the president of the United States in this case.
Right. I know it's also done in a civil discourse. It's so fun to do, to sit, like you said, with your neighbors, people that you know that live in your neighborhood. Issues that are important to you. If you're a business owner and you've got some tax reform issues you want to bring up, you can certainly write that down. Social issues are good planks that people like to talk about, whether they're good or not, and if they get added. It's just a process. Like I said, then you go to county and district and then state convention. So it's a process. It's a really fun process, and it is done in a fun and civil way. And as we all know, that sometimes politics lately hasn't been too fun. And so this is a way to really get people involved.
And you said it begins at 7 o'clock. So people should probably get there early to get, as you mentioned, checked in, right?
Right. So getting yourself checked in will take 5 minutes or less. You literally just go to the registration table. I will have sections marked off for the different wards. Show your ID. You do have to sign in. If you are registering that night, you're going to have to fill out a registration form. There is a penalty. There is a law that if you do register knowingly that you're still a Democrat or vice versa Republican, and you go and you have no plans to change, then there is a stiff penalty for that. So make sure that you're doing it the right way. If you have any questions at registration, just be sure to talk to somebody if you do have to change your registration that night.
Also, as people get ready to go tonight, if they're, again, unsure, you gave a website out that people can go to. Why don't you give that again, can you?
Sure. So it's the Cerro Gordo County, Iowa GOP Facebook page. And the links are on there for all 26 precincts, whether it's Democrat or Republican. There's a link on there that you can go to and find all of the sites.
Fantastic stuff. Barb, I appreciate it. We have Barb Hovland with us, the Republican county chair. And it's great to have you here, because I know you've been battling a little bit of the cold stuff that a lot of us have been going through lately, and you sounded great, and you did a great job this morning. Thanks, Barb.
Thank you. I actually lost my voice yesterday, so I was a little nervous if I could even speak, but I really appreciate it, and I I applaud you for getting the information out, get more people involved. Like I said, it's the true grassroots activist level, and it's really, really a fun night.
Yeah, we're the state of Iowa. We like to be first, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff. Barb, thanks again. I appreciate your time this morning. Have a great day, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Tim.
You betcha. Have a great one.
You too.
Barb Hovland with us on AM 1300 KGLO. Again, everybody, go caucus tonight. If you've never been to a caucus site, go caucus tonight. Fleming in the Morning at AM 1300 KGLO and online at KGLOAM.com.